Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My
It is so true. Nothing compares to the promise that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful song and what a great message there with the Marty Park Singers soloist Bonnie Keene. Shout to the Lord. Well, I thank you for tuning in and worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. A little later on, we'll be sharing Psalm 25 with you from the New Living Translation. And our devotional today is simply entitled, Never Alone. Do you ever feel alone? Do you ever have loneliness in your life? Well, we're going to be talking about the fact that we never have to be alone because Jesus said he would never leave us, never forsake us, that he would always be with us. A wonderful devotional for you later on in our program today. And today, of course, is Palm Sunday. And we're going to have some songs and some scripture in the program today all about the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem at the beginning of the week in which he would give his life for the world. We'll have that for you just a little bit later on. Right now, let's enter God's presence in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, and ask for his blessing and his anointing on our program today. Heavenly Father, thank you for Easter. Thank you for Palm Sunday, for the time Jesus did enter into the city and was acclaimed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. However, that all changed, Father, in the next few days when the people turned against him and cried, "Crucify him." And Jesus willingly gave up his life to pay for the penalty of my sins and the sins of the whole world. Thank you for this wonderful time of the year. And thank you for the great love that you have for us that caused you to set in motion our redemption and our salvation. Father, thank you for this program today. Thank you for the songs and the scriptures we'll share. I pray, Father, if there's someone listening today who is struggling in their lives, maybe they are lonely and they just don't know what to do, help them understand how much you love them and the fact they never have to be alone because you will live right inside them and guide them and comfort them and direct their lives. Father, we do love you and we praise your holy name and we worship you today. And Father, I want this time of worship today to be pleasing in your sight. We are here to praise you, to lift you up in adoration and praise. Father, thank you for your love for us. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now let me share some wonderful verses from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which speak about that time when Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem on that day that we celebrate as Palm Sunday. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one else has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him the Lord needs it." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. They took palm branches and went out to meet him. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" now let me share with you Psalm 25, a Psalm of David, from the New Living Translation today. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced, or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. But disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord. Point out the right road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your unfailing love and compassion, which you have shown from long ages past. Forgive the rebellious sins of my youth. Look instead through the eyes of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in what is right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all those who keep his covenant and obey his decrees. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the promised land. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who fear him. With them he shares the secrets of his covenant. My eyes are always looking to the Lord for help, for he alone can rescue me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me? Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for I trust in you. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you.
My hope is in the Lord, who has renewed my strength when everything is senseless. My hope. Who has made heaven and earth and faith?
Praise the Lord.
In the background right now, it's a Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, and a medley of songs including The Old Rugged Cross, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and Beneath the Cross of Jesus. On this week's broadcast, we'll be talking about never being alone. Did you have a feeling at one time you were alone? Well, loneliness is one of the most crushing human emotions. Jesus knows what it was like to be lonely. As our sympathetic high priest, who had to be made like his brothers in every way and who shared in their humanity, Jesus is ultimately acquainted with the devastating effect of loneliness. In fact, he has already gone to the extreme in offering himself for us on the cross. And since he did not stare his own son, he will freely give us the help that we need. Throughout the scriptures, when men and women of faith faced great challenges, God reminded them of his powerful presence, saying to them, I am with you. Remember, God is with us. The God who is able, the God who is kind, the God who is merciful, the God who is gentle, the God who loves us with an everlasting love. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, and we'll be sharing this devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley about never being alone, how Jesus was lonely during the night before he was crucified. We'll talk more about that a little later in the broadcast. Right now, briefly, let me thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. Your letters that come into us each week tell us how much you appreciate Call to Worship. And when you can send a gift, that helps us as well. Thank you for writing to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. In addition to writing to us, you can check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website has a complete program for you to listen to each week. And so this Sunday is waiting for you right now on their website. And you can listen to it anytime you want this week. Or maybe in this part of the country you can't hear the program, but you can hear it on the website. So thank you for writing and sharing with us. And if God makes it available for you to send a gift, that would be very, very helpful. That website address is www.calltoworship.us. Or you can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. So let's get back to this wonderful medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up this medley on Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Thank you. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our broadcast, we shared with you Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verse 16 from the New Living Translation said this, Turn to me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and in deep distress. Today I want to talk a little bit about loneliness. Have you ever been alone and lonely? Well, loneliness is one of the most crushing of all human emotions. The feelings of abandonment and isolation create an overwhelming sense of helplessness and despair. People in the throes of a heightened state of loneliness often fall prey to temptations or behaviors that are extremely atypical. It is a dangerous place to be. Jesus knew what it was like to be lonely. As the perfect Son of God, He certainly was unlike all the other children in Nazareth. And we all know that when a person is different from the crowd, they usually spend time by themselves. Shortly after He began His public ministry, many of the disciples left Him when His teaching became too difficult to grasp. At the time of His greatest sorrow, the handful that remained scattered, leaving Him utterly alone. As our sympathetic high priest, who according to Hebrews 2:17 had to be made like His brothers in every way, and who shared in our humanity, Jesus is intimately acquainted with the devastating effect of loneliness. He is also able to come to our aid with help and hope that can lift us out of that deepest pit. Jesus hears our heart cry. The faintest whisper of a heart that feels alone and abandoned comes before the heart of a loving Father who will go to any lengths to comfort His children. In fact, He has already gone to the extreme in offering Himself for us on the cross. And since He did not spare His only Son, He will freely give to us all the help that we need. Remember Hagar? Well, when Hagar and her son were dying in the desert after being cast out by Sarah, God heard her feeble voice and nurtured them. In another story, when Elijah sat alone after his power encounter with the prophets of Baal, he sat down and collapsed, wondering if he was the only one left in Israel who still called on God. Well, of course he wasn't, and the Lord encouraged him with the news of many others, though he knew none of them. Throughout the Scriptures, when men and women of faith faced great challenges, God reminded them of His powerful presence, saying to them, I am with you. They were afraid and anxious, doubtful and bewildered, but the awareness of God's presence became their strength to deal with formidable odds. Lonely leaders were instilled with courage, lonely prophets with boldness, and lonely apostles with hope. Remember, God is with us. The God who is able, the God who is kind, the God who is merciful, and the God who is gentle. The God who knows all of our needs, and the God who is faithful. The God who works all things together for good, and the God who loves us with an everlasting love. He's with us, and He is able. God has already turned to you through the indwelling presence of His Spirit. His face shines upon you. Turn to Him and find the solace and help that you need. It may come through a Scripture promise. It may come through a prayer. It may come through His still voice when you are quiet on your bed. But it will come because He has come into your life forever, and you're never going to be alone. Jesus, you do know what loneliness is like. You understand when I come to you with my feelings, and you do not condemn me. Thank you for allowing me to express my inner pain to you. You are always there for me, and you will never cast me out. So I run into your arms, especially during those times when I am lonely. These are the words that God will speak to you today. He says, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. I am yours and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and I will hold you close to my side. When you are weary, I will give you rest and lift you up when you fall. With tender compassion, I'll care for you and hear you whenever you call. I will be your refuge when your heart grows faint. When you are weak, I will be strong. In the cleft of the rock, I will shelter you and give you the strength to go on. You will never be alone. I will be here in your heart. From now on, I'll be your closest friend. Never alone when you come to the end of your journey. I will carry you home, and you will never, ever be alone. Thank you, Father, for those wonderful words that tell me that you will never leave me, you will never forsake me, and even during the times when I may feel lonely and feel like I am alone, keep reminding me, Heavenly Father, that I am never alone.
I have redeemed you, I've called you by name. I am yours, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you and hold you close to my side. When you are weary, I'll give you rest, lift you up when you fall. With tender compassion, I'll care for you and hear you whenever you call.
To the end of your journey.
You've been listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Thank you for worshiping with us again this week. And thank you also for your letters and financial help when you can send it. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember, Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our broadcast today with this last song by the Bill Gaither Chorale from the musical Alleluia. The praise continues with the songs King of Kings and Lord of Lords.